Well, greetings to all who are watching over the internet and who are listening here today. I got my timer, so we know I'm not going to go over time. Okay, brethren, let's start this message by reading Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. That's Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. This is a very common scripture. It says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life." So we have two sets of books. "And the dead were judged according to their works by the things that were written in the books." So according to the Bible Knowledge Commentary, at this judgment, John saw books being opened and another book being opened called the Book of Life. According to the Bible Knowledge Commentary, the text does not clearly state what these other books are. But according to many scholars and the Bible Knowledge Commentary, these other books open may, and I say may, contain our human works. According to the commentary, these other books may record our other works. So, brethren, I have a question to all the followers of Jesus Christ. Are we recording all of God's works and blessings in our life? They seem to be recording our works in their books. So are we recording their works and their blessings in our life in our books? Jesus blessed 10 people with leprosy by healing them. And only 1 or 10% went out of their way to thank him for the blessing. Now, I am sure the other 9 people with leprosy were probably very happy that they received the gift of healing. However, they were not willing to go out of their way to personally thank the giver. Brethren, our Father and our Christ bless us daily. Do we go out of our way to thank them for their daily blessings? And do we record their blessings in our gratitude journal? Paul said, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. Our Father and our Lord Jesus are working in our life, and they bless us daily. Brethren, do we count our blessings daily and record them in journal books, maybe notepads, or maybe in a Word document? What works best for me today is that I use Word documents. I have 31 Word documents, one for each day of the month. Every day during meditation, I review my blessings, and I record 1 or 2 of them in the Word document, normally the major ones, that corresponds to the day of the month. This system allows me to record 12 blessings a year for each day. For example, in Word document 1, I would record the blessings for January 1st, February 1st, and March 1st. So in a year, I'll have 12 blessings all on day one on one document. Then in the following year, I will record in the work document one, the 2022 blessings for February 1st and March 1st, and so on. So this system gives me the ability to look back over many years to see all the blessings that I received on the first day of every month, or on every day of every month. Now, many of you know that I am a president of an HOA, and we have about 6 units that have people who spread falsehoods, untruths, cause dissension, and so forth. And the Christians in our community have gotten together, and we pray that God either changes those attitudes of those people or that he moves them away. So in the last 3 years, I have recorded on my blessings that 4 of them have been removed and are now no longer living in our community. So by recording these blessings in my Word documents, every day when I look at them, I'm reminded of all the blessings that happened not only today, but also in the past. In Ephesians, Paul says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5, chapter 20. The title of this message is Benefits of Counting and Recording Our Blessings. Benefits of Counting and Recording Our Blessings. Brethren, in this message, we're going to review 6 blessings we receive when we count their blessings and record them in a gratitude journal. People count their blessings in many different ways. Some people count their current blessings as God gives them each day. And some count their future blessings. For example, of a future blessing is thanking God for a successful medical test a person might be receiving 5 days from now. A person may count and record their blessings in a gratitude journal daily, every other day, weekly, or monthly. Studies have shown counting and recording blessings daily returns the most benefits. These benefits are not new. They are working in people sometimes quickly and sometimes slowly. They will always materialize if people work for them. Now, brethren, let's review the 6 benefits. The first benefit is people will be happier and have a positive view of life. When people count their blessings, it influences their thinking because their thoughts dwell on what they are thankful for instead of what is wrong. 2 psychologists, Dr. Robert Emmons of the University of California, Davis, and Dr. Michael McCullough of the University of Miami, have done a lot of research on gratitude. In one study, they asked all participants to write a few sentences each day focusing on certain topics. One group wrote daily about things they were thankful for during the week. A second group wrote about daily irritations or things that had displeased them. And the third group wrote about events that had affected them with no emphasis on them being positive or negative. After 10 weeks, those who wrote daily about things that they were thankful for were more positive and felt better about their lives. Brethren, when people count their blessings and record them in a gratitude journal, two incredible things happen. They feel happier and they develop a positive view of life. Brethren, let us record our blessings every day in a gratitude journal so that we may be happier and have a positive view of life. Now let's look at the second benefit. The second benefit is people exercise more, they have fewer doctor visits, they feel less stress, and they live longer. They exercise more, have fewer doctor visits, feel less stress, and they live longer. In the same study by Robert Emmons and Michael McCullough, it was found people who wrote about things they were grateful for during the week exercised more and had fewer doctor visits than those who focused on sources of aggravation. In another study by Searles and Wood in 2017, it was determined that people who wrote about things they were grateful for had lower depression rates. In addition, a study of Mills and others in 2015 determined people who wrote about things they were grateful for experienced less fatigue and inflammation. Science is proving God's principles work. In another study by Joe Wong and Joshua Brown, it was determined people who wrote about things they were grateful for helped improve their mental health. Brethren, when people count their blessings, their brain changes for the better. It improves their happiness and makes them a more positive person. In a positive psychology study article, it was written, demonstrating gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with helping people feel more positive emotions. Positive people worry less, they feel less stress, and generally feel more optimistic about life. It's not that people don't have problems in life, but positive people are able to bounce back from them because their point of view is upbeat and positive. They can rebound quickly when times are tough. Stress has many adverse side effects on people's mind and body and can shorten one's life. In a study by the Boston University School of Medicine, dated August 25, 2019, it was found individuals with greater optimism are more likely to live longer, that is, living to an age of 85 and older. They are also less likely to develop heart disease than pessimists. And they are less likely to have high blood pressure. Brethren, people who count their blessings and record them exercise more, have fewer doctor visits, feel less stress, and live longer. So let's look at the third benefit. The third benefit is this: people have more hope for the future and have more friends. People have more hope for the future and have more friends. In a study by Emmons and McCullough, the simple act of counting our blessings and recording them in a gratitude journal increases people's positive attitude. We mentioned that. In a study by Arnoux in 2010 and published in the Journal of Psychology and Psychotherapy, it was determined positive people feel more hopeful. Hopeful people are thankful, content, and more likely to succeed. In a study by John Maltberry, PhD, a psychologist, in 2010 tracked college students over 3 years and found that the more positive and hopeful students went on to greater academic success. Having hope will continue to serve people well beyond the school years and into the workplace. In a study by Lopez and colleagues and published in the Journal of Positive Psychology in May 2013, it determined that a positive, hopeful person is more productive in the workplace. The study showed that in a 7-day work week, a positive, hopeful person does 1 day a week more work than a less positive person. Another way of saying it is a positive, hopeful person is 14% more productive than a less positive, hopeful person. Positive, hopeful people feel a sense of purpose. They see the good in others, and they see the good in life, and they are willing to help others. Hope is contagious. When people are around someone who is positive and hopeful for the future, it inspires them to be hopeful also. In addition to feeling more positive and hopeful for the future, thankful, positive people have more friends. In a 2014 study in emotion, it was found thankful people are positive people, and being a positive person opens the door to more relationships. No one likes to spend time with a pessimist who pulls everyone down with their negative views. Negative people expect the worst. Almost nothing is ever right in their life, and they are always complaining. Counting our blessings and writing them in a gratitude journal makes for a more happier and more positive person, because people enjoy being around happy, positive people because they are more fun to be around. Brethren, people who count their blessings and record them in a gratitude journal are more positive, more hopeful, more productive, and have more friends. Now let's look at the fourth benefit. The fourth benefit is people improve their ability to cope with bad situations and trials. People improve their ability to cope with bad situations and trials. In a study by Robert Emmons and Michael McCullough, it was determined people who wrote daily about things they were grateful for during the week were more optimistic and more positive. And studies have shown people who have an optimistic and positive attitude are able to cope better with everyday social and working life. In a recent study from the Stanford School of Medicine, it found that an optimistic and positive attitude can impact people's ability to learn and solve problems. Another way of saying it is, people who have a positive attitude are more successful at facing bad situations than people with negative attitudes. Brethren, as followers of Jesus Christ, we know bad things will happen in our life, and we will face many trials. The Apostle Paul tells us, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you." That was recorded in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Peter was very much aware that problems and trials will come our way whether we are ready for them or not. Brethren, people who have an optimistic and positive attitude see problems and trials as opportunities to overcome. They see themselves as having the emotional toughness to be able to rejoice and get through life's difficult trials. James writes, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, "All too often, trials promote groanings and complaints. This kind of response does not contribute to Christian maturity. It only makes matters worse. Trials are not to be seen as tribulations, but testings. A test is given to see if a student can pass, not pass out." James gives sound advice on how to score high on every test. A person who brings the right attitude to a trial, who understands the advantage of the trial, and who knows where to obtain assistance in the trial will certainly end up in the book of life. Another way of saying it, brethren, people who count their blessings and record them in a gratitude journal have a more optimistic and positive attitude. Therefore, they can feel like they can cope with even the toughest situations. They accept bad times and trials as a part of life, and they realize that all things work together for good. They are more successful at coping and facing bad situations than people with negative and pessimistic attitudes. Now let us review the fifth benefit of counting and recording our blessings. The fifth benefit is people actually sleep better. People sleep better. In a study published in the National Library of Medicine by Paul J. Mills and others in 2015, it was written, "People who practice gratitude sleep better. Being grateful is a side effect of counting our blessings, and grateful people worry less, and therefore they sleep better for a more extended amount of time." Researchers suggest that you should count your blessings and write down several things you feel grateful for in life every night. They report the things people write down fills their mind with positive thoughts, making them feel less burdened and able to fall asleep and get a good night's sleep. Yes, a person's sleep will be sweet if they count their blessings and record them in a gratitude journal before they go to bed. Now let's review the sixth and last benefit. The sixth benefit is people improve their relationship with God. In a 2011 Harvard Medical School article, it was written, "Expressing gratitude can lift the spirits of people." When people record their blessings in a gratitude journal, they usually recognize and reminded that the source of their blessings partially comes from outside themselves. As a result, it helps people connect to or draw closer to something larger than themselves, whether it be to another person or to a higher power. The Apostle Paul understood this benefit of being thankful, and therefore Paul encouraged the brethren in Colossians to be thankful. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, Paul writes, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being diligent in it with thanksgiving." According to the Bible Knowledge Commentary, Christians are to be thankful. An attitude of gratitude contributes to the enjoyment of spiritual tranquility, whereas grumbling makes for inner aggravation. Brethren, people who count their blessings and record them in a gratitude journal can improve their connection and relationship to our Father in heaven and our Lord Jesus. In addition, most people come to realize God is doing for them what they cannot do for themselves. Brethren, let's begin concluding this message by reviewing the six benefits people receive when they count their blessings and record them in a gratitude journal. The first benefit is people will be happier and have a positive view of life. The second benefit is people exercise more, have fewer doctor visits, feel less stress, and live longer. The third benefit is people have more hope for the future and have more friends. The fourth benefit is people improve their ability to cope with bad situations and trials. And the fifth benefit is people sleep better. And the sixth benefit is people improve their relationship with God. Brethren, science, most of the information I received to prepare this message was gotten from science, studies that science made. But all of the results of the studies of science support God's principle of being thankful and writing them down. Brethren, in conclusion, since both science and God wants us to be thankful, let's do the right thing. Let's count our blessings daily. Let's record them in a gratitude journal, and let's enjoy these six benefits in our life.